Good to be alive today. Today is the Lord's day. God has created this day for a purpose. And that purpose is for us to give Him honor and glory. And I hope today that we can do that. It's good to be back in the Little Jewel Church. I don't know when I've been here on Sunday. I've been here at night from time to time, but I don't even know that I have. Brother Lonnie. But it's good to be here on Sunday. Kind of set this aside some time ago and made up my mind that if it could be the Lord's will, that I'd like to come and be for the Little Jewel Church today. And I'm just what I am, and I don't know how to go out and come in. But I believe that I'm a child of the King. I believe that I met a man called Jesus a long time ago, and He made a different creature out of me from what I used to be. He caused me to love everybody. And there's a few of you that I don't know your name. But I want the world to know that I love you today. And I believe that if we love the Lord, we are going to love His creation. If we are of the children of God, we are going to love one another in the way of the Lord. Brother Sabert was talking about being nervous, and I'm nervous. I don't know when I've come to this place without being nervous. It's a fearful thing to stand before this great, all-wise God. It's a fearful thing because I am full of mistakes and full of trouble. I believe that I've got an advocate with the Father, however, who looks down upon us, who makes intercession for us. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I don't know if I can preach at all or not, but this much I'm sure. It takes the Holy Ghost for a man to be able to preach the gospel of the Son of the true and living God. And there is but one way, and that way is Jesus Christ. There are those who are saying, here's the way and there's the way. But there is just one way, and that way is made through the plan of salvation. I believe that a long time ago that God created the heavens and the earth. I believe that God said, let there be light, and there was light just like that. I think He had the power and that He exercised that power to create from the dust of the earth a man in the likeness of God Almighty. And I believe that God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and Adam became a living soul. I believe that God is God, and else besides Him there is none other. Pray real hard. Yay, this. The most enjoyable thing that I've ever done in my life is to preach the gospel of the Son of God. It is a great joy, but to try to do that is a problem. You know all about that. Yes, and I'm surrounded, and you have here of men, I believe, that's been a call from heaven and anointed to preach that gospel. And I don't want to take time from others, but I've got a job to do, and you've got a job to do. There's a job for me, and wherever you're sitting, God's got a job for you to do also. And it may not be to stand here, but there's a job for you to do. Oh, I believe even years before, when everyone were sinners, there was something that God wanted us to do. There's works there, yes, and that begins with believing upon the name of the Lord. Pray real hard. Oh, and this then is a great journey. We're going somewhere. Yes, we, these brothers, have brought many things to my mind, good things to my mind. Yes, and I would say to everyone, lay it right near your heart, because it'll lead you to the city of the blessed. And I want to go there. I want to walk on a street of gold. I want to see the walls of jasper. I want to see millions of angels. But more than anything else, I want to see that one, a muse that has the nail print in his hand. I want to see that one, yes, that, the 24 elders bow down and cast their crown right down at his feet. These brothers have told you over and over, yes, that this thing is a gift of God, and what I have, I never earned it. It was a gift of God. But pray. This man Jesus walked on this earth right here. But the Bible says, when the mountains are formed, the Lord is right there. Yea, when Adam was formed, God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. Yes, before Abraham was, Jesus was right there. Yes, and Jesus, yes, was with his disciple one day, and they went out to a well there. Yes, that was Jacob's well. And while he was there, there came a woman, yes, from Samaria, there to draw water. And Jesus said, give me some water. And she was amazed, him being a Jew and her a Gentile. The Jews wouldn't have anything to do with the Samaritan. But Jesus said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is, you would ask of me, and I'd have given you a drink. That would be a well of water springing up into everlasting life. If you knew the gift of God, one's a gift of God. This is the gift of God. Jesus. Do you know the gift of God today? I believe I met this man. He went home with me. He's been there with me 30-some years. Whoa, I know him in a free pardon and remission of my sin. I know him in life, and I know, and I'll know him when I lay this body down. It is a gift of God, but this is the gift of God. Whoa, praying just a minute. Yeah, Abraham was told, oh, he was an old, old man, and his wife is too old to have children. But oh, Abraham, you look at the stars in the sky, and your offspring gonna be like that. Look at the sand by the seashore. Whoa, the promise was made to Abraham. But one night, there was shepherd watching over their flock by night out in the field. And all at once, there was an angel appeared unto them. Oh, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, to me included, Brother Lonnie. Oh, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And he'll save his people from their sins.
Yes, sir, Brother Elwood.
That is the gift of God. Whoa! I'm taking too long here. Yeah, this one. Whoa! When Lazarus is dead, Jesus came there and just called out, Lazarus, come forth. The gift of God brought Lazarus right out of the grave. And he's got the same power today, yesterday, and forever. He's got the key to death and of hell. Whoa! To rush along. You know how they crucified him. They nailed him to the cross. He cried with a loud voice, and he gave up the gold star. Whoa! They buried him in a brand new tomb. But the gift of God on the third and appointed morning got up out of the grave. He's alive right now. I feel him right down in my soul. Praise the Lord. Whoa! When John was on the Isle of Patmos, they thought they had him a castaway, under control, couldn't do nothing. Whoa! But the gift of God was on the Isle of Patmos also. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Whoa! They didn't have him managed. They didn't have him under control. For he said, I heard behind me a voice. And I turned to see the voice that spake to me in being turned. Whoa! He heard him say, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's it all.
Yes, sir.
That's the gift of God. Oh, John, that I turned and saw him. Yes, I saw 7 golden candlesticks. That's the gift also. Oh, he had 7 stars in his hand. That's a gift also. Whoa. Yeah, and he saw one there. His eyes was a flame of fire. His tongue was a sharp, a two-edged sword. Whoa, he had a garment down to his feet, his hair and his head were white like wool, as white as snow. John said, I fell as a dead man. Oh, but he laid his right hand on me and said, fear not, John. I'm he that liveth, but was dead, but now I'm alive and alive forevermore. And I've got the key to death and hell. Praise the Lord. Let everything that's got breath praise the Lord. Whoa. Yeah. He's mine and I'm his. Be through in just a minute. But he's got death and hell conquered. And that is a gift of God. Whoa. Yeah. I'm growing old, but that don't matter. I feel pretty young right now. Whoa, but after a little while, I'll lay this body down. You see, there's a man and a man, an inner part, and this inner part died in sin and in trespass. Whoa, way back. In the church house, Brother Lonnie, 1973, when I was born again. Yay, I was made alive. And alive forevermore. This inner part's not going to die. It's not going to the grave. It's not going to be looked at. Whoa! But you see, this gift of God has also a promise of a glorious resurrection. Yay! And therefore, we may sleep for a long time. I don't know. But after a while, the gift of God is going to descend with a shout. The voice of the archangel and the trumpet of the Lord. Yea, and give a commandment. Get up out of the grave. And the graves are going to give up. The dead. Yeah, right out of there. We don't have much in this land here, but I got a mansion in the glory land. Whoa! And I'm expecting, got everything I've got laid on it. Some of these days to hear, I don't know big shots much, but I know the King of Kings, and I know the Lord of Lords, and he knows me, and he knows my name. Thank you, Lord. Whoa, and he's going to call, and he's going to say, come in. You blessed my father inherit the kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world. Absolutely. In my closing remarks, all of them, all nations and all time of people is going to stand right there. The goats, and though they are those that are not lambs, are going to be placed on the left. The sheep are going to be placed on the right. And the sheep are going to hear him say, come in, ye blessed of my Father. But those that have just simply ignored the mercy of the Lord, they're going to hear this awful message. Depart. Oh, depart. I love you. I don't want you to hear that awful sound, but I want you to hear him say, come in, come in. You see, we're going to where the lights are hanging high, where the walls are made of jasper. We're going to sing a brand new song, and we're going to shout and sing. We'll skip like the hinds of the field forever and forever. And I want to go there, and I want you to go there.
Yeah,
well, I don't want to yell.
No,
you sure?
Yeah.
This is a holy way. It's a way of love. It's a way of peace. It's a way of joy. I came here today not to know anything among anybody except Jesus Christ and him crucified. It's a thrill to my heart to shake your hand. It's a thrill of my heart to shake your hand. And yours and yours and yours. It's a way of peace, a way of love, and a way of joy. If you want to have a good time, get right in the middle of this choir and peculiar band. They make fun of us, and we sing anyhow. They talk about us, and we shout anyhow. They treat us bad sometimes, and we love them anyhow. Man, we've got a love and a joy and a happiness that the devil can't take away, and that's the gift of God. If you've been born, like the brother said, you have to be born again. If you've been born again and have an experience of salvation, and you'd like to live this peculiar way, the church doors is open. Bless you.